This week's tow away has been sponsored by family Silva, Leila Nishmos, Rabbi Eliezer ben Reb Chaim Yisrael HaKohen Zichron Levocha, Reb Chaim Yisrael ben Reb Yaakov HaKohen Zichron Levocha.
Thursday, 3rd of October, Choftes Tishri, or Rav Yaakov Tzvi Moor, Haftorah. Which one do we read this week?
Okay, so I think by now you've all heard the question. Which Haftorah is it this week? You look in the Chumash, you'll see the Haftorah for Parashas Noach begins with Roni Akora Lo Yolada. And the Sfaradim have a short Haftorah than Ashkenazim. Ashkenazim continue the next part of Yeshaya, which is Aniyah Sayara Lo Nuchoma. And as we all know, these words ring a bell in our ears, because the words of the Haftorah are not just familiar from Parashas Noach, but they're also part of the Shiva Dinachemta, the series of seven Haftorahs from Tisha B'Av until Rosh Hashanah. But actually this week we're not going to learn any of this, because it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so we're going to learn HaShamayim Kisi, which finishes off with V'hoyo Mide Chodesh B'Chodshoi. And this is an interesting point, because if we're only going to do one, either the Haftorah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, or the regular Haftorah which belongs to this particular Shabbos, to this particular Parsha, we need to understand why the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh take precedence. And in fact, not just why, but surely the din should be the opposite. And this question is asked by Rav Shlomo Kluger. Rav Shlomo Kluger in Chochma Shlomo and Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tov Chof Hei, he says, if you'd ask me, we shouldn't be laning Rosh Chodesh Haftorah, because we have a rule, Todir, V'sheina Todir, Todir Koidim. And surely, the Haftorah which belongs to Parashas Noach is the one which is most frequently read, because it's only occasionally that Shabbos Noach is Rosh Chodesh. You've jumped the gun. There's a similar issue, actually, in the Shiva Dinachemta with regards to Rosh Chodesh Elul. Rosh Chodesh Elul often falls on Shabbos Parashas Re'ei. Shabbos Parashas Re'ei. And the Haftorah for Shabbos Parashas Re'ei, any knowledgeable people in the Haftorah Shabbos Parashas Re'ei? It's one of the Shiva Dinachemta. It's actually Aniyah Sayara. It's Aniyah Sayara. Parashas Re'ei, and incidentally Roni Akora, which is the beginning of the Haftorah of Noach, is the Haftorah for Parashas Kiseitze. So Aniyah Sayara, which is the usual Haftorah for Parashas Re'ei, comes into a clash with Shabbos Rosh Chodesh HaShamayim Kisi when it falls on Shabbos. And there actually there's a big machlekes. There's a machlekes in the Rishonim, there's a machlekes between the Mechaber and the Ramah, and there's machlekes lemaisa. What do we do? Depending whether you're an Ashkenazi who follows the Ramah, or you're a Sfaradi who follows the Mechaber, there's a machlekes what we actually do on Shabbos Parashas Re'ei, which is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. If you're an Ashkenazi and you follow the Ramah, we do the Shabbos for Rosh Chodesh, the Haftorah for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, HaShemayim Kisi. But the Sfaradim actually say Aniyah Sayara. And if you look in the Rishonim, the Mordechai, at the end of the Masechtas Megillah, which gives the arguments for both sides, there's two very nice arguments, but nobody mentions the argument of Todi V'She'ena Todi, Todi Kodem. That doesn't come into it. The two arguments are that we should say HaShemayim Kisi, the one for Shabbos V'Shchodesh, because that Haftorah is mentioned in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't mention every Haftorah. The Gemara at the end of Megillah, which goes through certain Kriyas HaTorahs and certain Haftorahs, doesn't mention every Haftorah, but it does say that on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, we lay in HaShemayim Kisi. It's mentioned in the Gemara. The Shiva Dinachemta, the series of Shiva Dinachemta, is not mentioned in the Gemara. So that's one opinion, that we go by the Haftorah, which is mentioned in the Gemara, and the Shiva Dinachemta is a nice idea. There's a Medrash, which talks about the Shiva Dinachemta. But the Gemara talks about HaShemayim Kisi on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. That's the one we stick to. And that's the halacha which the Ramah paskens. The other argument is that we follow the series of Shiva Dinachemta, because the Medrash says that the Shiva Dinachemta are not just seven nice pieces of Avtaira to cheer up Klal Yisrael after Tisha B'Av, but there's actually a sequence in the seven Avtairas. And this is explained actually in the Abudram. The Abudram says a beautiful explanation in the sequence of the seven Haftairas of the Shiva Dinachemta. It's actually a dialogue between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. The first Haftairah of the Shiva Dinachemta is one which everybody knows, Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami, Yoyma, Alekeichem. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a message with the Novi Yeshaya. What's his message? A message, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a message for the Nechama. And Klal Yisrael were not happy with this message, because it was not personal. Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami, Yoimar Elekecha means, the Novi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami. He doesn't talk in first person to Klal Yisrael. He's sending a message via an intermediary. Obviously, it's always sent through a Novi, but the language of the message is not personal. It's Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami, Yoimar Elekecha. So the next Haftorah on Parshas Ekev is V'atayme Tzion Azavani Hashem V'Hashem Shechoni. Klal Yisrael responds, Tzion, which is referring to Klal Yisrael in this case, they say, Ribbono Shel Olam, Azavani Hashem, you've forsaken us. V'Hashem Shechoni, you've forgotten us. Because you're not talking in the language which shows endearment between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. That's Parshas Ekev. So the next Haftorah, Parshas Re'eh, the Novi Yeshaya goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Ani Asoro, this poor Klal Yisrael, Loinu Chomo, they haven't been comforted, they haven't received this message of comfort that you sent with me in the first instance. Loinu Chomo. That's Haftorah for Parshas Re'eh. Parshas Shoiftim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds and says, Anoichi, Anoichi, Hu Menachem Chem. I will personally send you a message, a personal message of Nechama from me to you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues with some other words of Chizuk to Klal Yisrael, Roni Akora Lo Yolada. And after Roni Akora Lo Yolada, then we have the next Haftorah, Kisavoy, Kumi oiri kiva oirech uchvoid Hashem alayich zorach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, your shine will return. And in the end, the final Haftorah, the seventh Haftorah, Klal Yisrael respond, and they say, sois osis b'Hashem, hogel nafshi belekoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you've given me reason to rejoice, and we look forward to rejoicing to the fullest extent. So this is a dialogue, and there's a series. And that's the argument of the other Shitta, which says, you can't interrupt the Shiva Dinachemta. You can't say, well, it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we're making a break, because you're missing the thread. You lose the thread. Nobody says the argument of Todeh V'Sheinu Todeh in this question of which Haftorah we should lane when it's a clash between Shabbos Rosh Chodesh and the Shiva Dinachemta. So Rav Shlomo Kluger says, what's the answer to this? Why does Todeh V'Sheinu Todeh not come into the equation? So he says, the rule of Todeh V'Sheinu Todeh, which we actually learn out from a pasuk, it's a deraisadika rule. The Mishnah says in Zvachim, Kol ha-todir es chaveiroi, koidim es chaveiroi, any carbon which is regular comes before a carbon which is only occasional. For example, the carbon tamid comes before any other carbon. The carbon musaf for Shabbos comes before the carbon musaf for Rosh Chodesh, because todir v'she'enei todir, todir koidim. We learn it from a pasuk. The pasuk says, the Oilas Tamid is the very first one. This, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, is talking about where you are going to do two things, two or more things. The rule is, there's a Seder. There's an order. What do you do first? What do you do second? Todeh v'she'enei todeh, todeh kaidim. You first do the todeh, then you do the enei todeh. But if the question is that we're only going to do one, and the question is which one, then we do not apply the rule of Todeh v'she'enei todeh, todeh kaidim. That's Rav Shlomo Kluger's yisoid. And he has a long discussion about this yisoid. He has various problems with it. But in his discussion, he says that Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos, Chof Gimel Amud Beis, says this svara. Tosfos says that there's a difference between where you're doing two things, then you apply tadi. If you're only going to do one, then you do not apply tadi. Now, this place is very interesting, and it's something which is we can all relate to, because it's something which happens very often. It's talking about the question of the Kriyas HaTorah and the Haftorah of Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechal B'Shabbos. The case where we take out three Sifrei Torah, because we have three themes. It's Shabbos Parshas Niketz, it's also Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, and Shabbos Chanukah. And when it comes to the Kriyas HaTorah, we start off the first Sefer Torah, Parshas Niketz. The second Sefer Torah is Rosh Chodesh. The third Sefer Torah is Parshas HaNesiim for Chanukah. When it comes to the Haftorah, here there's a big question. Here there's a Shaila in the Rishonim, what is the Haftorah? Okay, we cancel the Shabbos Parshas Niketz Haftorah, but we can only do one. Which one do we do? Do we do the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, or do we do the Chanukah? And that was the topic of Tosfos and the other Rishonim here in Shabbos Chof Gimel Amud Beis. The reason it comes into this particular Gemara is because this Gemara is the famous question that Rava poses: if a person only has sufficient money to either buy wine for Kiddush or for Ne'er Chanukah. Says the Gemara, Boye Rava, Ne'er Chanukah, V'Kiddush Hayoim, Mahu. Rashi speaks out that we're not talking about which one to do first, he's only going to do one. It's either Ne'er Chanukah or it's Kiddush. And Rava says, what are the arguments for each one? Kiddush Hayoim Adif de Tadir. Kiddush Hayoim is every Shabbos. So Tadir v'shein de Tadir. Oidilma Ne'er Chanukah Adif Mishum Pirsumei Nisa. Maybe Ne'er Chanukah comes first because of the importance of being mefarsam the Nes of Chanukah. Says the Gemara, Bosadi Boya, when Rava finished discussing the Shaila, Hadar Poshta. He decided, Ne'er Chanukah Adif Mishum Pirsumei Nisa. The Ne'er Chanukah comes first because of Pirsumei Nisa, and that's more important than Tadir. So he uses his money to buy oil for the menorah, and he doesn't make Kiddush. That's right. This is a case of Tadir where it's only the one. And actually, the Rosh here on the Gemara, before we come to Tosfos, the Rosh says on the Gemara that it seems from this Gemara that the rule of Tadir v'she'ena Tadir is relevant even in a case where you're only going to do the one. Because here you're only going to do one, and Rava uses the logic of Tadir to say that would have been the argument to say use it for Kiddush. In actual fact, he says Pirsumei Nisa is more important. But the argument for Kiddush would have been Tadir, even though you're only going to do the one. So actually, when you learn the simple pshat in the Gemara, Halpi the Rosh, this Gemara is staring you in the face and saying, not like the chilek of Rav Shlomo Kluger. But Rav Shlomo Kluger didn't send you to the Gemara, he sent you to the Tosfos. Because Tosfos discusses the question of the Haftorah and the Kriyas HaTorah. So Tosfos says like this, that since the Gemara says Pirsumei Nisa is more important than Tadir, so therefore when it comes to Haftorah, and in Haftorah we're only going to do the one, which Haftorah should we do, the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh or the Shabbos Chanukah? We do the Chanukah one, because Pirsumei Nisa, we have to remember it's Chanukah for Pirsumei Nisa. So Tosfos says, following the decision of Rava in the Gemara, we should do the Haftorah for Shabbos Chanukah. But then Tosfos says, but then it's strange, because we know, says Tosfos, when it comes to the actual Kriya, we do follow the rule of Tadir, and we say in the second Sefer Torah, Rosh Chodesh, and only in the third Sefer Torah, Chanukah. So Tosfos says, yeah, because there you're going to do both. Says Tosfos, you're going to do it all. If you're going to do it all, then you can follow the rule of Tadir. But in the Haftorah, you're only going to do the one. So Tosfos is saying exactly the same principle as Rav Shlomo Kluger, but the difficulty is that the Gemara seems to be staring us in the face. It's all very well being arrived from Tosfos, but how do we reconcile the Gemara and Tosfos? So actually, I saw in the Emek Brocha, the Sefer Emek Brocha, he has a different problem with the Gemara, but the solution to his problem with the Gemara is also the solution to our problem, how to reconcile Tosfos with the Gemara. The Emek Brocha says, Tadir v'she'enei Tadir is a principle learnt out from a pasuk. It's a deraisa dika klal. Pirsumei Nisa, Is that a deraisa rule? Does the Torah tell you to be mefarsim the nes Chanukah or to be mefarsim any nes? Surely it's a nice idea, but it's only a drabonan dika logic which says pesum nes is important. Todah is a deraisa. So ask the Emek Bracha, why did Rava decide the pesum nes is more important than Todah if Todah is a deraisa dika klal and pesum nes is only a drabonan dika klal? So he says we must say. He doesn't quote the Shlomo Kluger, but he says, we must say that the rule of Todah, in its deraisadika level, the Todah v'she'ena Todah Todah Koidim, was only said, lahakdim, to do one before the other. That's where the rule in our Torah applies, Todah v'she'ena Todah Todah Koidim. When Rava said, maybe you should use the money for Kiddush because of Todah, Rava didn't mean because of the deraisadika principle, Todah v'she'ena Todah Todah Koidim, because here you're only going to do one, you're not going to do them both. Rava meant that if we see that Todah is a plus, Todah gives something extra weight because of its frequency, then even if you're only going to do one, surely that would be an argument on a Drabonadika level. It's not the Torahdika principle of Todah v'shein and Todah Todah Kaidim that Rava was referring to. Rava was referring to a Drabonadika Svara, a Svara of Chazal, which says that if the Torah says Todah is Choshev, then surely even if you're only going to do one, Todah ought to come into the equation. Or maybe, Pesum Enissa. We have a question of two Drabonandika Svaras, either Todah or Pesum Enissa. On the Drabonandika level of Todah, Robert decided that Pesum Enissa is actually more substantial than the argument of Todah.
There's a difference between Todah, on the one hand, and Todah,
that's right.
Rashi seems to say that. But Rashi says we shouldn't tov you. It doesn't say we shouldn't tov you.
Right. It's meduyik in the Gemara and in Rashi. Rava says, Kiddush Hayom Adif, the Todir. It would have been typical of Rava to quote the whole principle. Mishum the Todir v'she'enu Todir Todir Kaidim, or to quote the Mishnah, Kol HaTodir Es Chaveira, Kaidim LeChaveira, Mishnah in Zvachim. He just says, Kiddush Hayom Adif, the Todir, because it comes often. So that implies that it's not referring to the klal of Todah Kaidim, it just means there's a plus because it's Todah.
Why if we read all three Kriyas HaTorahs, shouldn't we read three HaTorahs and do them in the same order?
Yeah, so that is a very fundamental question on the whole topic. And when it comes to HaTorah, why are we only prepared to do one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there the same order about Kriyas HaTorahs?
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean it's a question, but it's not really. Yeah, so you must say that he doesn't even have the ability. Kiddush al Hayayin, yeah, Kiddush al Hayayin is a drabonim. Yeah. It's a question, that's right, it's a question of doing Kiddush al Hayayin, which is a mitzvah drabonon, as opposed to Ne'er Chanukah, which is a mitzvah drabonon. He's weighing up the two drabonons. Okay, so.
Can you tell me just a wee thing? When you say you don't do all three Haftorahs, is it, I don't got to go into the whole thing, but is it under the category of. There's a limit.
Yeah, you have the same. No, it's a little bit more than that. You see, you have to understand the whole principle of Haftarahs, how Haftarahs came in. It's a secondary thing. It started, there was a time when Klal Yisrael were not allowed to read from the Sefer Torah at all. So to remember the idea of Kriyas HaTorah, they read from the Novi, which wasn't covered by the decree. And then afterwards, when they were allowed to read from the Torah, they still maintained. So we don't increase more than what was done originally. That's the basic idea behind it. No, but we're going to do one and reject the other one. We're going to choose one over the other. So that's similar.
It's a matter of procedure. What is the correct one to the correct one?
But we're only doing one. We're only doing one Haftarah.
It's not competing, it's the same. It's the Haftarah.
ritual.
I mean, it means Haftira versus Haftira rather than Haftira.
We're not distinguishing between two different mitzvahs.
So therefore, what criteria would you suggest for choosing one after over the other?
That's what Toddy's got to do with it. Muslim, what's the right thing to do on that occasion?
We have to make a choice.
Whenever you have to make a choice, you have to have a basis for your choice. Any Haftarah will be a nice idea and it will be relevant, because it will always be relevant either whether it's Shabbos, the Rosh Chodesh or the Chanukah. It will always be relevant, but you have to have some basis for choosing. You can't do a Goyro for it.
It's not time. If we leave the other one, it might be just as relevant. It's not. Tadiris hasn't got to do with what's the right thing to do in these circumstances.
But Tadiris is a plus. Tadiris is a miler. The fact that something comes frequently is a reason to give it priority. Yeah, the person that comes to shul every Shabbos is more likely to get shlishi than the fellow who only turns up on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Tadiris is a quality. It's a quality that the Torah admires, the quality of Tadiris. They would have done one. Only one. Okay. So let's not lose the thread. Let's not lose the thread. So we've seen that Tosfos is indeed a valid source for the Shlomo Kluger's Chilik. The Tadir only applies when you're doing a Seder, but it doesn't apply when you're choosing one over the other. And it's not a problem with the Gemara, because the Gemara itself wasn't referring to the Klal of Tadir Shena Tadir Tadir Kodim, according to Tosfos. However, we mentioned before that the Rosh says that we can take away from this Gemara that the rule of Tadir applies even if it's a preference of one over another. The Rosh says, you see from the Gemara, he says, Mashma, you see from this Gemara that the Tadir is something that is a quality which can be used to choose one thing over another. It's a Rosh here in Perei Bam Mavikin. Okay, but it's sufficient. But it's sufficient in choosing one over another. Mashma, says the Rosh, ilav persum enissa. If not for the advantage of persum enissa, tadir koidem afilu lidchois es she'ein tadir. Very clear in the Rosh. Tadir comes first, afilu lidchois, even when it's rejecting, pushing away something which is ein tadir. So the question is, how did the Rosh learn the Gemara? We had the question from the Emek Brocha, who said, why is the Gemara deciding, why did Rava decide Pirsum Enissa over the quality of Tadir, if Tadir is a rule min HaTorah? And the Rosh is saying that the rule min HaTorah applies whether it's Lahagdim or whether it's Lidchois. So surely, if that's a rule min HaTorah, why do we choose that over Pirsum Enissa? And if you look at the Emek Brocha has a second suggestion for the answer to this question, and that's the answer the Rosh will obviously choose. And that is, he brings a very interesting Rabbeinu Yoina, who says there's a mitzvah in our Torah of Pirsum Enissa. Where in the Torah does it tell you Pirsum Enissa? He says there's a pasuk in Parshas Ekev, V'zacharta is kol aderech asher ha'ilichecho Hashem lekecho b'amidbo ze arboim shana. The pasuk says that Klal Yisrael ought to remember the nisim that took place after Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Midbar. Says Rabbeinu Yoina that we see from this pasuk that the concept of Pirsum Enissa, which Chazal, as we know, used the concept for various things, for Chanukah and for Purim, the concept is a Torah-dika concept, it's a Deraisa-dika concept of Pirsum Enissa. Says the Emek Brocha, that was Rava's quandary here. We have a rule of Tadir, which is a Deraisa-dika concept, and it can be used even litchais. We also have a rule, a pesum enissa, which is also a derisadika concept. Excuse me. And Rava decided that pesum enissa is more important. That's obviously how the Rosh learned the Gemara. So really, when Rav Shlomo Kluger sent us to the Tosfos to support his rule that Tadir only applies lahagdim but not litchais, he was particular in sending us to the Tosfos, because the way the Gemara is learnt al pi d'Rosh, there is no such chilik. And this concept, and this rule of the Shlomo Kluger, is actually a machlekes between Tosfos and the Rosh. Becomes the question, Rav Shlomo Kluger wanted to know, what was his original question? Why don't we always lay in the Shabbos, the Haftarah, for the Shabbos of that particular parasha? Why do we ever allow Shabbos Rosh Chodesh to take over, to override? So I want to suggest that we can use his logic, but just throw it in the opposite direction. And one could argue that the Haftarah for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, HaShemayim Kisi, is considered more Tadir than the Shabbos, than the Haftarah of that week's parasha. The Haftarah of that week's parasha is only specific to that week. Whereas Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is every time Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, which is a minimum of twice a year. It's actually more than twice a year. It's about five times in 2 years. So therefore, it would be called Todeh. The Haftarah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is actually Todeh. Now you might argue that it doesn't work for Ani Asayra and Roni Akara, because Ani Asayra and Roni Akara, which we lay on Noach, we also lay, as we said before, in the Shivat Nechemta. But that wouldn't make it Todeh, even though it's twice. Why wouldn't it make it Todeh? Because that's incidental. We happen to lay in Roni Akara and Ani Asayra because it talks about the main Noach, which is relevant to Parshas Noach. We also talk about it in Haftarah of Re'eh and Kiseitzeh because it's relevant to the Shivat Nechemta. But there's no connection between these two issues. So therefore you can't join them together to form a Tadir against Rosh Chodesh. Whereas Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, every time Shabbos is a Rosh Chodesh, you always have the HaShemayim Kisi. So that would be a Tadir against saying a Tadir. So the Psak at the end of the day is that we're going to lay in HaShemayim Kisi, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, this Shabbos. That is the Psak.